Good news for professional golfers this weekend. Tiger Woods is taking a day of rest. In winning his second Masters tournament last Sunday, Mr. Woods now holds the PGA, the British Open, the U.S. Open, and the Masters title simultaneously. No less than the great course designer and part-time player Jack Nicklaus says what Tiger has done is the most remarkable feat not only in golf, but probably in all of sports. That's one of the more moderate quotes. But does Tiger Woods' achievement change the calculus for greatness in other sports? Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Is it a Grand Slam or is it not? You know, some purists say it's not all the same year.
No, it's not a Grand Slam, Scott. If Sammy Sosa hit 73 homers between today and April 14th, 2002, does he break Mark McGwire's record? Certainly not. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't diminish the feat at all. Tiger Woods is the first man to have all four trophies at the same time. And when Jack Nicklaus says, it's one of the greatest things he's ever heard of in golf, I'm not sure that's good enough. I really think that if you add up Tiger's 9 victories last year to his current possession of the trophies in the 4 major championships, it may be the most amazing individual feat in all of sports. Scott, this is golf we're talking about. It's a game where even the greatest players lose far more often than they win. And here he has taken the measure of all of them, the best there are in the world, 4 straight times. I just can't think of anything that really compares with it.
And, of course, he's only 25. We shouldn't get ahead of ourselves. But, well, there's no – if he's already head and shoulders, he'll be head, shoulders, and knees above everyone else by the time he's 30.
Well, it's an amazing thing, Scott. You know, there are records and there are records. For years, Babe Ruth's 60 homers was sort of the most potent out there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And for a couple of reasons. When he was playing, Ruth was the only man hitting anywhere near that many home runs. And it just separated him out from everybody else. Mm-hmm. But then in later decades, as other players kept coming close and failing, that just sort of added to the mystique until finally Roger Maris and then Mark McGwire broke the record. But it seems to me that what Tiger has done here is kind of different. You know, the Grand Slam isn't really a record at all, if you look at it one way. Mm-hmm. It's more like a holy grail, something that was out there, but it was more imagined than ever really seen. When they talk about Bobby Jones's Grand Slam in 1930, for instance, it certainly captured the national imagination when it occurred, and it was a tremendous achievement. But 2 of the victories came in amateur tournaments where the competition wasn't the best in the world, and there were match play tournaments, Scott. Jones only had to beat one player a day, and he didn't have to shoot the best overall score for the length of the tournament. So what Tiger did was something that, for instance, Nicklaus and Palmer both won the first 2 legs. And people would say to them, well, you got a shot at the Grand Slam? And they'd say, what, are you crazy? I mean, to win 2 more, it's out of the question. Yeah. So Tiger did this. It's like finding a unicorn.
On a different front, Ron, Troy Aikman, to the relief of a great many people who have valued his career, retired this week. What is it, 12 concussions over the past couple of seasons?
I think that's enough, don't you?
Yeah. Well, while we're discussing the subject of greatness, there are people who say that although Troy Aikman, he was the quarterback for 3 Super Bowl teams, if I'm not mistaken, maybe won't get into the Hall of Fame because, of course, he was surrounded by Emmitt Smith and that great offensive line.
Well, I believe he will get in the Hall of Fame. I think he was one of the very greatest. But that is the kind of a question that arises in a team sport. You never ask that in golf, do you, Scott? It's just you. You know, you've got no help. You've got no teammates. You're not even playing against anybody in a head-to-head kind of basis. It's not a game where anybody plays defense against you. That's another thing that makes golf so interesting and, to me, makes irrelevant the question of, is it really a sport? Sure, it's really a sport. It's a different kind of sport, and that's what makes it so interesting to me.
Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, who is also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.